Is this another 100% Bears loss avoidance week? Because it seems like this is the trend here.
Define loss avoidance, and I will answer your question thoroughly.
It's one thing to say must win. It's a must not lose. Because all hell's going to break loose if they lose to this crap-ass team at home.
You're talking about when you say all hell's going to break loose, you're speaking on your seat on Monday. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I just mean in general, like when we're sort of looking at each other, giving the side eye during the game, like, is this really happening? Are they down 10? This team sucks.
Okay.
And the Bears should, if they have any designs at all on being good, this is a game that you win because you're just better at football than
I think. You answered the question right there when you said if they have any designs on being good. What you're saying when you say that is that you don't know if they're good or not, and here's a chance to prove that they're not bad because they're playing a bad team. So winning the game doesn't really prove anything except for we're not as bad as the Panthers.
Right.
That's
all you need in this league, though.
To a degree. In terms of trying to get to the playoffs, yes. Now, once you get to the playoffs, that's a different standard that you're talking about. But plenty of slightly above average teams have made the playoffs, and more teams make the playoffs now than any time in previous NFL history. Mm-hmm. So you take those two things together. Sometimes you just need to out-survive people.
Yeah. It used to be the thing in college football. Pre-playoff, it always bugged me about college football. It was just avoiding losses. And you could find yourself in the national championship
game. Which is why you schedule FCS teams. Most conferences had to put a thing in their rules where, yeah, you're going to play another Power 5 team in your non-conference schedule. Otherwise, everybody would be playing the cupcakes of the world.
And this is a cupcake. And there are more to come. Plus, you have the all of the variants involved in next week. The London trip makes things weird.
Fair.
And even though the Bears are better, we know it's true what happens to your body clock and everything that the gamblers seem to understand about these games. So next week, anything can happen.
I don't think the Bears are decidedly better than either of these two teams.
I do think they're decidedly better than this team. This week they are. I think that. I think they should win this game by 10.
Can I remind you of how you spoke, how we all spoke about Matt Eberflus's coaching just a couple of games ago?
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
So
bad coaching.
I don't think he's done a consistently good enough job as a head coach for me to just be like, the coaching can't mess this up.
Oh, I know it can, but the margin for error is much higher when the opposing team has this little talent available.
If Bryce Young was your quarterback, I'd be completely on board with you. This is a laugher. Let's all just have a good time, watch it in the background. But I'm going to stick by what I said on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and then Thursday. Andy Dalton is a competent quarterback who, if you don't put pressure on him, he'll make NFL throws. And that can put you in a bind because this team has scored how many points? What's the most? What is the highest number of touchdowns this team has produced so far this season through four games?
Two. Is that right?
It's either two or three. Yeah. Either way you look at it, it's not enough to say.
No, but it should be enough this week. The game of which I'm mindful, the Panthers game that keeps flashing in front of me, was it 06? I think it was the Super Bowl year that Jake Delhomme and the Panthers were a formidable team. They
right.
were much better than this outfit. But they were a formidable team, and I want to say Nathan Vasher picked off Jake Delhomme twice early. And they just then beat the absolute bejesus out of that guy. And there was a picture on the front page of the Tribune of Adewale Ogunle standing, looming over Jake Delhomme as he's lying there, and they pretty much checked out.
So they pressured the quarterback.
They started out by just picking him off a couple times, but he knew it was going to be a long day. Like when Mark Sanchez was telling us about what...
He sounded like a man who was seeing ghosts when Mark Sanchez was describing mm-hmm. defensive coordinators and how sick and twisted they are, and they just want it... They don't sleep because they're thinking of new ways to cause pain to quarterbacks and disrupt offenses.
They just want to ruin your life.
Yeah, that's literally what he said.
And I mentioned Greg Williams, and he's like, yeah, well, they had me spinning in all different directions. He said, I was terrible. I didn't know where anything was coming from.
So I like your point, right? As you flash back to nostalgia of quarterbacks who are looking up at guys standing over them. On this team, through four games, the pressure has not been as consistent as I would like to see.
No, it hasn't.
So that's another thing. If you don't put the pressure, then now the secondary's running around and for longer than they should, and now guys are getting open and making gains. You act like you didn't watch that game last week where Tutu Atwell and company were just on multiple occasions catching the ball with about 8 yards of space on any side of them, 360.
The open spots in this defense are not a secret.
Exactly.
Can you get there, and is your quarterback upright to make that throw? Is he throwing from the proper launch point, or is he chased out? But the way this defense works is I know that that's part and parcel of running the defense that they do. There are going to be some completions against deep zones down the field. That those are the open spots. It just can't happen all the time. And if you are making them take enough plays to drive it down the field, get the ball out.
My point is it hasn't happened any of the time or hardly any of the time for the Bears offense. So I'm saying if you get into a situation where you give up a big play or two, that's problematic. Also, remember, Chuba Hubbard has been running the football. And the Bears, the last couple of weeks, have had some issues tackling and stopping the run. So it's a pick-your-poison thing. We know that their pass defense is better than it was last year. Their run defense isn't as stout as it was last year. Certainly things that they want to clean up. But just like I pointed out before that Colts game, hey, the other guys get paid too, and they're scheming and trying and doing everything in their power. And we'll see how it plays out. Do I think the Bears should win? Absolutely. Will I be surprised if they lose? Only moderately.
The thing about Chuba Hubbard, too, is you've got to make sure that your angles and your leverage are really solid against him. He has
likes contact.
Outstanding contact balance. You know, some of the runs you see, you know, watch David Montgomery. Did you see what he did to Devin Witherspoon? Did you see
this
that?
Monday?
Did you see that play? I hadn't seen it, and somebody showed it to me. It's like it's one thing when you see somebody truck somebody, a running back, just blast a defensive back. This was Witherspoon coming downhill right at him, full speed, and Montgomery lowers himself and just leans enough that he trucks him, but it's not violent. It's almost like Witherspoon just hit a wall. It looked like he hit a wall and fell over. I didn't know how he got up. Hubbard is very strong on his feet, and I know they say the hits principle, rally to the ball, gang tackle, first guy secure the tackle, second guy try to attack the football. They've got to be super disciplined against him because he is looking for yards after contact.
You know how they take him out of the game? Get up by double digits early.
Sure.
Oh, because that's what they have a history of doing, is scoring a lot of points early in the four games we've seen.
They haven't played a defense this bad yet.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying it's doable. It's doable against this team. You can get up early on this team.
I want first play from scrimmage, play action, skinny post, touchdown.
Oh, you want the
touchdown.
Goods.
Yeah.
That's Rome on that.
Is the team to do it against? Yeah. They cannot pressure the quarterback.
Right.
So Caleb should have time. Especially because when I saw this yesterday, I was like, wait, what? They had a number of guys on the injury report on Wednesday. They had four more guys not practicing on Thursday, bringing the total to 19 guys on the injury report.
That's a lot of guys.
Like, so to bolster your point, Dan, the level of disaster if they lose this game.
That's what I keep saying. Whatever happens, just don't lose. If whatever the scoreboard says after the game, as long as you have one more point than they've got and you can get out of there and get on with that London trip. Think about the misery of traveling to London having lost to these jamokes.
My pause is always this. If the team you're playing can have the same record as you, if they beat you, then you probably should take note of that team. And that's the case here.